Now the news. I'm Zhou Fang. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has arrived in the Maldives for a visit. The two countries are expected to sign agreements related to infrastructure, health and travel. Radhika Bajaj reports.
It's already been a very productive day here in Mali. Foreign Minister Wang Yi has already met with his Maldivian counterpart, Abdullah Shahid, and the two sides have held a round of discussion where infrastructure development, health and travel-related matters were discussed, along with international affairs that are of common interest to both the countries. Post this, we're seeing a signing ceremony take place, and because this visit significance because of this being the 50th year of bilateral relations between China and the Maldives, we'll also see a ceremony unveiling a logo to commemorate this 50th year. And after this, we will see a joint press conference, post which a courtesy call will be paid by Foreign Minister Wang Yi to the Maldivian President Ibrahim Saleh.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko have respectively held phone conversations with Kazakh President Kasym Jomart Tokayev. The Kremlin said Putin and Tokayev exchanged their views on the measures being taken to quell unrest in Kazakhstan. During the phone call between Lukashenko and Tokayev, the two leaders discussed the situation in Kazakhstan and further possible actions. A joint peacekeeping force of the Collective Security Treaty Organization has arrived in Kazakhstan to help maintain order. Julia Chapman reports.
Well, the troops from the CSTO military alliance are in Kazakhstan to help guard critical infrastructure like airports, for example, and the Baikonur Cosmodrome, which is owned by Russia, of course, but is based in Kazakhstan, and other things of that nature. They won't be getting involved militarily in the security operations being carried out by Kazakh law enforcement. And these troops were sent in for the very first time on request from one of the member states from the CSTO alliance, a smaller kind of post-Soviet answer to NATO, led by Russia, and it is Russia that has sent the highest number of peacekeeping forces, as they're calling them, to Kazakhstan. It was also the most enthusiastic participant in this endeavor. It does appear that now all the member states have sent at least some forces to help get the situation under control in Kazakhstan.
China's first privately owned high-speed railway, the Hangzhou-Taizhou High-Speed Railway, has started operation. The project was constructed via China's public-private partnership. The 266-kilometer line includes 9 stops in Zhejiang Province. Wu Lei brings more details.
We just took the first bullet train from Taizhou to Hangzhou City, and we got this special souvenir ticket, and all of these 400 passengers and media outlets got this special souvenir ticket from Taizhou to Hangzhou East railway station. And that's where we are, and today is a really big moment for the China's railway project, because this new railway has connected major cities including Hangzhou, Shaoxing and Taizhou in East China's Zhejiang Province. It has 9 stops in Zhejiang Province, with millions of people get the first chance to take this bullet train in this new railway station. It has 266 kilometers of this railway, and also with a total investment of 44 billion yuan. And we know this new railway is expected to boost local tourism and also economic growth, because there are a lot of hot tourism sites in this railway. And what's more importantly, and this railway is a demonstration project for China's public-private partnership, or PPP, project.
Authorities say more than 1.21 billion people in China have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The National Health Commission also says nearly 2.89 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered on the Chinese mainland. The Ministry of Emergency Management has sent a work team to quick-hit areas in northwest China's Qinghai province. The ministry initiated an emergency disaster relief response soon after a 6.9 magnitude earthquake hit Menyuan County in Qinghai Province early Saturday. It says the work team will support local people to check out the disaster situation, settle affected residents and forecast the trend of the disaster. And that's the news. I'm Zhou Fang.